بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، میرا کوئی نہیں اللہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقاء، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقاء، اور میری موت ہے تجھے سے ہوں میں جدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا، تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا، میری دنیا کے شمسوں کو مر کیا ہوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں اللہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا، بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا، میری کشتی کلے تو ہی بس نہ خدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں اللہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نہ سزا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا، تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا، ورنہ اختر ہے اعمال سے بے نوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا،
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahimahullah and rendered by Mali Ahmed Mashallah, who is the grandson of Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimahullah Ta'ala. We have the good fortune to have Maulana with us here today, Mashallah. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. This yaqeen and iman must come into us that for me, O Allah, there is nobody besides you. You are my only one. One student asked me just now that we have a problem or something and we complain to people, this one is causing me this problem, I've got that problem, etc. So how to remedy that? So we read in the books of our Akabir that one beautiful point they taught here, that when a person has got a problem, all our problems are from Allah Ta'ala. We are the cause, and our sins are the cause of our problems. Or for other people, Allah wants to raise their stages, etc. Allah tests them, etc. But normally it is because of our sins. And the problems come not from where we are seeing it's coming from. Allah is sending it. Allah uses these people to cause that problem to us. And for us to fight them is futile, because they're not the cause of the problem. Allah is using them to cause us a problem. We have to remedy our relationship with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then everything will get remedied. Like a person throws a stone at a dog. A dog also knows that this stone is not my problem. It doesn't go after the stone, bark at the stone, bite the stone. It will come to the person who threw the stone. The dog also knows that. So we also should understand that whatever problems we have got from anyone, whether it's from the wife, whether it's from the husband, whether it's from the boss, whether it's from the worker, the neighbor, from anyone, actually, it's because of our sins which went up, Allah sent that condition, and Allah uses who He wants to cause us that problem. So all we have to do is correct our matter with Allah. So we have to know that there is no one else for us but Allah Ta'ala. So this Buzurg writes that if you think to yourself how unfair, how insincere, how low you are, that you are complaining, when you're complaining to somebody else, you are complaining of Allah Ta'ala, because that condition came to you from Allah Ta'ala. So you are complaining of Allah Ta'ala, who can do everything, to somebody who can do nothing. That person can't do anything himself, and his heart is in the hands of Allah. His tongue is in the hands of Allah. If you make your matters right there, and the same, and how many cases this has happened, who was your arch enemy becomes your bosom friend, and who was your bosom friend becomes your arch enemy. So it is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to turn our attention and we have to find Allah and realize there is nobody and nothing for us but Allah Ta'ala. And also, from another point of view, if we understand that we must make, like one buzur, 30 years he was making hajj. And every year he says labbaik, he gets the answer, la labbaik, your labbaik is not answered, it's not accepted. On the 30th year, his khadim also heard it. So his khadim said, then why are you taking all the trouble making hajj? If it's not accepted, you'd rather go and stay comfortably at home when it's not accepted. So he said, did you also hear it? He said, yes, I also heard it today. He said, I'm hearing it for 30 years. Not only this year, 30 years I'm hearing this, that your hajj is not accepted. But he said, I've got nowhere else to go. This is my only door. I can only turn to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah replied, even that 30 years was not worthy of acceptance, but that you realize I'm the only one who can accept, I accept all 30 years. Though they're not worthy of acceptance, but I accept it all that 30 hajj of yours. So we have to realize that Allah alone is the one to accept for us, to solve our problems, to correct our methods, and we have to build our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. For that, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's great kindness, He gave us 5 times namaz, 5 times opportunity, come to my house, knock at my door. Every sajda is knocking at the door of Allah. Every ruku is, every lifting up of the hand is knocking at the door of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is the most kind. If a person goes to anyone like that 5 times a day and begs of him, any person of this world will also give in. And Allah is akramul akrameen. So we should never ever lose hope of Allah's mercy also. And Allah has been so kind that He has made 5 times namaz not optional but compulsory. that I want you to come. You must come here to me. You must come and ask me. You must come and visit me. What the honor Allah has given the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mera koi nahi aah tere siwa. There is nobody for me, O Allah, besides you. Ey Khuda, Ey Khuda, Ey Khuda, Ey Khuda. It's only you for me. There is no one else. When we make dua also, we should make with that conviction and determination that I can't go anywhere else. There is nowhere else. It's only you, my Allah. And I'm begging of you. Nobody will listen to me. Nobody can give me, but only you. Zindagi meri hai tera zikr aur liqa. My life that I have, the real enjoyment of my life. Like that, everyone, your animal has also got life, non-Muslim also. But that life truly of a mu'min is that one that when a person is making zikr and he is concentrating and he is making liqa, meeting with Allah Ta'ala. Our namaz also, we are connected to Allah Ta'ala. Zikr also, we are connected to Allah Ta'ala. That is what is my life. That is what what keeps me going. That meeting with Allah, concentration on Allah Ta'ala. And if we get it with enjoyment, then what to say about it? But even without enjoyment, that meeting with Allah Ta'ala, that is what is required. If you go, you've got an appointment at some office, you go there, and the person you are supposed to meet, he's not there. So you are sitting 1 hour waiting for him, you no meeting. Because the person is not there. So we also in our zikr, in our namazes, tilawat, perhaps how long it is, but we're not meeting with Allah Ta'ala. And if a person meets there, and the person does his work immediately, that person is very kind also, and he makes your work easy, and he's kind to you, treats you well also, how nice don't you feel? So we have to meet with Allah Ta'ala, and we have to beg of Allah to give us that we can be in connect, we can be connected to Him in our namaz, etc. And from there, the actual object of ibadat, all the ibadat, is to have Allah Ta'ala's dhyan, to have Allah Ta'ala's thoughts all the time. And the thoughts really are not only that a person thinks of Allah, but that a person comes to know what the commandments of Allah are and is fulfilling at every step. Whatever Allah's command is on me now, I fulfill that command. And whatever Allah has forbidden me from doing, saying, acting, I save myself from that. Aur meri maut hai tujhse hoon main juda. And my death is when I'm separated from you. Our Shaykh Dame Rahmatullah Ali used to give a beautiful example of this. That a person who has got electricity and there is a power outage, load shedding, whatever it is, he realizes there is a problem now. Now I can't, my normal life can't carry on. Stove is not working, lights are not working. But a person who got no electricity and there is a power outage, he doesn't even know. And it makes no difference to him. So yeah, also a person who has connection with Allah. And then that connection, Allah has cut that connection, he will know about it. But the person who never had connection of Allah, whether he commits any type of sin, he won't even know about it. That is now he's disconnected from Allah Ta'ala. But the person who has connection with Allah, when he has done wrong, bad thoughts are coming. Then Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, we are getting terrible wasawis. All terrible shaitan whisperings, all nafs whispering. He said, is that happening to you people? He said, yes. He said, that's a clear sign of iman. Because if those are non-Muslim, whatever bad thoughts he doesn't worry about it. Or a person who is not in connection with Allah Ta'ala and he's thinking, getting bad thoughts, he's not worried about it. But a person who is conscious, bad thoughts come. I'm so terrible. Why these bad thoughts are coming to me? In Ramzan, in Taraweeh, these thoughts are coming to me. Yeah, in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif. How terrible I am, these bad thoughts. So that is a clear sign of iman. That person has got iman. Tere bin kyu andhera, andhera hua. Without you, O Allah, why has my life become so dark, so dark? Everything is lost now. Why am I so despondent, so depressed? Because I lost connection with you. Now I'm lost. So a person who like that, you're speaking on your cell phone, your airtime is finished, your battery is gone flat. Now you're wondering why I haven't got my connection. You check up, oh, battery is flat, or oh, airtime is finished. So you have to recharge again, you have to get more airtime. So with Allah Ta'ala also, when our connection breaks, and that is because of our guna. Allah doesn't break connection from His side with anyone. We commit the guna and we make a barrier between us and Allah Ta'ala. Meri dunya ka shams o qamar kya hua? What has happened to my sun and moon of my life, of my dunya? That is the source of my light, my airtime, my power, my battery. What happened to it? Why it's gone out? I have done something wrong. That's why it is gone out. بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا. And the wind that is blowing against you, even if we are walking and there is a strong wind against us, forget moving front, you just manage to control yourself. Sometimes such a gust of wind comes, and sometimes even people's topis fly away, sometimes people also fall down, etc. So strong winds come, and you can't move front. You just, if you can support yourself, you are lucky. Aeroplanes also, many times when they're going to a destination, they cover it in less time. When they're coming from there, it takes more time, because they've got wind facing them. So now they can't move. So this wind that is blowing against me, what is that? Behri tufani gham hai mukhalif hawa. This mukhalif this hawa, mukhalif hawa, which is against us, it is the sea, the storms of the sea of worry, etc. Problems I've got. This is not making me move forward. Now I can't move forward, because all these problems are coming in front of me, attacking me. Meri kashti ka hai tu hi bas na khuda. But in the storms also, and I can't move also, I've got problems to this side, that side. Temptations are there, perhaps I've fallen into guna also. But I've got a guy, the captain of my ship. My ship of meri kashti ka hai. My ship which I'm moving, there is a captain also. And my captain is only you, O Allah. You guide me in these times of trials and tribulations and the storms that I'm going to. O Allah, please, you guide me in this. Teri rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua. And the sun of your rahmat has been again lightened up. There was an eclipse. There was clouds covering up the sun, they have moved away. Now your sun is coming again. When a person turns to Allah, tawbah, istighfar, then that's the rays of the sun once more come. Allah's rahmat starts coming again. Har saza hai bari ho, har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. And from every punishment, I have been spared. Allah Ta'ala spared me. I did wrong also. I had to be punished. When a person does wrong, you have to pay for your crime. But Allah is that kind being. You admit your guilt and you say, I am definitely a criminal and I beg of your mercy. Allah forgives without punishment also. And we should also beg of Allah Ta'ala that Allah raises our stages without trials also. And Allah is above everything. There is nobody who rules Allah or tells Allah Ta'ala what to do. Allah doesn't have to answer to anyone. There is no superior that is on Allah that Allah has to answer to him. And there is no juniors that Allah has to answer to also. Nobody Allah has to answer. He does as he can. So we beg of him. And Allah's mercy is unlimited. Allah's treasures are unlimited. Allah's generosity is unlimited. So we ask from his unlimited treasures, for what is unlimited generosity, we ask of him for everything. So Allah is that being who is there. Mera koi nahi aah tere siwa. Who is there for us? Somebody like that. Not your father, not your mother, not your grandfather. Nobody who can be like Allah Ta'ala. Tere dariyae rahmat ka hai aasra. And what is my hope that I've got? Is your sea of mercy. And this is just for us to understand sea. But Allah's mercy is not even the sea. One abid who is supplicating to Allah Ta'ala, sinner, or a great abid, he says, Oh Allah, my sins are beyond limit. But all this, no matter how much they are, in front of your forgiveness, it's nothing whatsoever. Not even a speck of dust in front of you. You want to forgive the whole world, you want to forgive. It's nothing for you whatsoever. So we tell Allah Ta'ala, undoubtedly I've got lot of sins. But you are that great, kind being, forgiving being, who you yourself told, إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ. You are an embodiment of forgiveness. تُحِبُّ الْعَفُوَ. You love to forgive. فَعَفُوا عَنَّا. So forgive us, O Allah. And you love to forgive. And your work, you just love to forgive. You're just forgiving all the time. So please forgive us. And forgive us without even punishing us in the least bit. ورنہ اختر ہے اعمال سے بے نوا. Otherwise, Hazrat says, and this is Hazrat's humility, that otherwise, akhtar, I am empty, I am bereft, I haven't got any good deeds, I am stripped of any good deeds, but you are the one that even without any good deeds, you also blessed them. And how you bless people, and how many people you have blessed, and how the mort comes at the end, how the whole life was, but at the end, what kind of a mort you give to those people. People, what problems they had, how you took them out of all those problems. You are the most merciful, most kind. So we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala all the time. May Allah Ta'ala grant us that feeling and that heart to turn to Allah and that conviction. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Quran Sharif is 100% the kitab of Allah. قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. But your iman is very weak on the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. We haven't got that trust on Allah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. The people who got that tawakkul, they only trust on Allah Ta'ala. And for them then, Allah Ta'ala, without bridges, they cross seas. How Allah Ta'ala makes it for them without their legs, their horses' legs don't even get wet. And they cross over the sea. That is Allah Ta'ala. But we have to build that iman on Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif. We also should think, how much do I even read Quran Sharif? And how much do I endeavor to bring this, what the Quran is saying, to bring that yaqeen into my life? Amal then will come also, but that yaqeen of the Quran Sharif, we have to, it's a great, great effort that we have to make, and that we believe sincerely and 100% that the Quran is the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. And how beautifully Allah Ta'ala explains this reality. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. I take qasam of those things which you see, and I take qasam of those things which you cannot see. There are many things we use our five senses to perceive things. A thing is hot, cold, etc. We use our eyesight to see things. There are many things we see. So that also Allah is taking qasam of what you can see. Then Allah takes qasam of those things which you cannot see. Like for example, who can deny there is oxygen around, there is air. Oxygen. Nobody can deny it. Who can claim that they are seeing it? We're not seeing it. We are not feeling it. If the wind is blowing strong, you can feel the wind. But now, we're not feeling. You can't touch it also. You can't taste it also. You can't smell the wind also. Sometimes there's fragrance in the air. Beautiful garden, you get that fragrance. Or somewhere there is a stench, terrible smell. You get that smell. But like now, there is no, we can't. But 100%. Then, more than our five senses, Allah has given us our brains. And with that, we know there is oxygen. We are sitting here on the ground. And on the ground, we can see it's not moving. But we have to admit it's moving, and it's moving at a speed. To give us our day and night, if the earth is not moving on its axis, where are we going to get our day and night? The earth, if it's not moving on its, and then if it's not moving on in its orbit, where are we going to get summer and winter? Where our days are going to become long and become short, and nights long and short, and cold and hot? It is all, we have to accept it. But the brains also has got its limits, and we all, everyone, no matter how proud he is, he has to admit sometime in his life, I made a mistake. Whether he doesn't want to tell anyone else, but he knows in himself, I made a mistake. And if he's got more humility, he will accept it. He will say, I made a mistake, it's my mistake. The brain definitely has got its limitations. So, in order for guidance of mankind, there is something more greater, and that is divine revelation. Revelation and wahi from Allah Ta'ala. That's the only thing that has got no fault in it whatsoever. And what Allah has sent down, Allah is faultless. And He sends it down to every Nabi, and He ensures that it comes without a fault. And the Nabi also is made such that he cannot add, he cannot subtract from that. 100% as Allah has given it to him, he delivers it in that way. We read many ayats of the Quran where the kuffar of Mecca made demands that changed the Quran Sharif. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's not from my side that I can make any changes whatsoever. I can't make any changes. And then Allah Ta'ala warns, in fact, if, which is impossible, but any Nabi makes a change, Allah will destroy him immediately. Because Hidayat is the most important. If we have to consider that our five times namaz, if we read all the nafils, everything, round about between 40 and 50 rakats in a day. So really we are reading 40 to 50 times Alhamd Sharif. Whether the Imam is reading, whether we're reading on our own, or in the namaz where the Imam doesn't read, we should read it in our hearts. That's the best. Without moving our tongue, but read Surah Fatiha in your heart. So, and the highlight of Surah Fatiha is to ask Hidayat from Allah Ta'ala. That is the highlight, that we should ask Hidayat. The whole beginning is the introduction, and to bring us to the point, to the pinnacle, to the height of Hidayat. And then what is Hidayat is explained in the second half of the surah. So Hidayat is the most important thing. So for that Hidayat, Allah has made this all this namaz, Surah Fatiha, so many times that we have to read it. So this is what we have to ask of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala gives us that Hidayat. He pulls us towards Him, and we are shown that straight path. And in fact, many mufassirin not only shown, but you make us walk the straight path. Just see the straight path is also not enough. You make us walk the straight path. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we realize. And so this hidayat, that has come from Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, it had to be protected. If a Nabi, na'uzu billah, had to add something or subtract, there would be doubt in there also. That's why all the other Anbiya alayhimus salaam, while they were living, it was protected. Afterwards, people changed it. Allah sent another Nabi, another Rasul, to again put it on cause. When that period, and with our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, last Nabi, last Ummah, so Allah Himself has taken the responsibility of protecting this Kitab of Hidayah, and Allah will protect it. Even if the people who follow that Hidayah become less and less and less, which is a natural thing, it doesn't mean that the majority, what they say, that is the right thing. These people will become like extinct. And they will become, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, that Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Islam started like in a strange way. It wasn't welcome. It was like a stranger that had come. And it will return again into that condition towards the end of time. When people again will say, what is Islam? It's a very strange way of life, which like today. If you make a nikah according to sunnah, they say, oh, was this a funeral or was it a nikah? Hey, what was this? Was it a funeral? Was it a nikah? So today is that time there, that if you do anything which is the perfect way, the sunnat way, it is the wrong way in the eyes of the majority. And you do it according to fashion and according to all that, oh, then you are right. Then you are on the right track and you are doing the right way. So this is those times which are here. Comes in the Hadith Sharif, a time will come when to practice the true deen will be like holding burning charcoal, coal in your hand. You'll have to tolerate from every side and from everyone, from the parents in the house, from the wife, from the husband, whole family, society, what they're going to tell you. Any occasion, you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right. And if you want to do it right also, good pious people will say, oh, the big buzurgs, they wanted this way, yeah. Hey, they are the big buzurgs. They want it this way. So it becomes hard. So anyway, that hidayat, Allah has promised to protect it. And He will always keep a band of people who will follow it. It is for us to look for it and to follow in that correct way. And Allah Ta'ala will protect it at all times. Because now no other Nabi or anyone will come. May Allah bless us, give us tawfiq to follow in the correct path, inshallah. This is an alim who writes this letter, first about khairiyat, that you are well, etc. Hazrat replies to that, then he writes, Isme banda ne ek tarz amal apnaya hai. That he says that I want istiqamat, and for this istiqamat to move in straight path, I've done one thing. جب غیر محرم پر نظر پر جاتی ہے تو فوراً نظر ہٹا کر بائیں کندھے کی جانب منہ لعاب نکالے بغیر تھو تھو کر دیتا ہوں. This is one of the teachings of Hazrat, that whenever I see a strange woman which I shouldn't have looked at, my eyes fell on her, then I look on my left side and I make تھو تھو, like something which you don't like. Say, oh, why my eyes fell on there? So I make this تھو تھو. But the important point here is what Hazrat will reply, that how nafs and shaitan deceives us, even we do this. Outwardly, we did a good thing, that I don't want to look, and I to, as a treatment I did this. Agar maidan ya sarak ho, to baqaida luab bhi baayin janib muh karke phenk deta ho. And if it's an open place where I can, then not only just where I make true to, but actually spit I take out, then I spit out. That for myself, that how bad are you looking at this woman? Or that woman, how she's dressed? Why she's like this without parda? Why she's dressed like this? So for that I do that. Ke jo fitna dimag mein baithna chahta hai, wo tasawwur zehen se nikal jaye. That the thought that wants to come in my mind of that woman, that with this here making this action, that it goes out completely. Aras khidmat ye hai ki ye silsila jari rakho ya aur koi tariqa apnao. What I'm asking with regard to this, should I carry on doing this or should I use some other method so that another woman's thoughts, etc., do not come into my mind if by mistake my eyes fell on her. Jawab, asal maqsad nazar bachana hai. The actual object is that you should not look. That is the actual object. Chahi wo jis tariqe se bhi hasil ho. In whichever way you can acquire that, or you can use that way, which is within the parameters, limits of Shariat. But the thing is, you must not look. Chahi, aur jo tariqa isme mu'in ho, usme koi muzaiqa nahi. And whichever method is beneficial in this, there is no harm. Within the limits of Shariat, don't spit in that woman's face, for example. Within the limits of Shariat, you do that. Kabhi kabar nazar par jaye to muzaiqa nahi. And sometimes by mistake if your eyes fell, but that's also forgiven. Lekin agar bar bar nazar parti hai. But if your eyes are falling many times, over and over, repeatedly, to wo parti nahi, nafs parata hai. Then your eyesight is not falling, your nafs is making you look. You are fooling yourself that my eyes fell. The actual thing is, you are looking, and you are looking to get that enjoyment of seeing this woman, seeing that woman, seeing that woman, to seeing all the women. This is when it happens repeatedly. Now and then, Allah also makes maaf, by mistake your eyes fell. Aur dhoka deta hai ke nazar par gayi. And this, what your nafs tells you, by mistake my eyes fell. Aur thoo thoo kara deta hai. And your nafs tell you make thoo thoo, then it's alright. But again you look, again thoo thoo, again you look. So this you are playing a fool with yourself, your nafs is deceiving you. You should, whichever way, whether you do that, but the determination is not to look. سمجھ لے کہ تھو تھو کرنا تلافی کے لیے کافی نہیں. Also understand, Hazrat says, with the firmness, that understand this making your two two is not enough. 20 rakat har ghalti par par hai. That when you make a mistake, if you want your islah, every time you see, read 20 rakats of nafil toba namaz. That why did I look? Now your nafs will find it hard. That 20 rakats I must read. Aur nazar dekh bhal kar uthaye. And when you pick up your eyes to look, be very careful. Don't just lift up your eyes anywhere and everywhere. Don't just look all the time. There is, of course, more detail in it. If you're the driver of a car, then you have to look. But look at the car, Hazrat says, don't look at the driver or the passengers of the other car. Many times we're looking at the driver, passengers, and then you bump somebody on the other side. So you see that you keep your distance from the other car, but don't look at the passengers and the driver, that who is driving here. And if that the other car is driving like zigzag or something coming in your way, then don't say, I want to see if it's a woman, must be a woman. That's also nafs al dhoka. You be more careful that they're coming in your way, so you must be moving out more, you have to be careful. And another car perhaps coming from this side, you have to be more. It's not your time to look at who is driving, etc. Nafs in various ways makes a person look at other women. Dusri baat ye hai ki kahin namaz padhane se bachta hoon. Another thing is, he says that to make imamat, I try and keep away from it. I try and shy away from making imamat. Riyakari wa shirk khafi mein mubtala hone ke khauf se imamat karne mein had darja pareshani hoti hai. He says because maybe he reads good and people like his reading. So he is afraid that if I perform namaz, imamat, then people praise and pride will come in me. Perhaps I'm doing it for show. I'm very frightened for that. Uska ilaj tajweez farma de. Show me the remedy for that also. Because to make imamat is also a necessary thing. Nobody wants to make imamat, then how is jamaat namaz going to take place? Somebody has to make. So Hazrat says, is zamane mein imamat mein pehel kare. In these times, Hazrat says, you go forward and make imamat. Don't shy away. Don't keep away. Varna ho sakta hai koi bad aqeedah namaz parha de. Especially in these days, Hazrat says that it is very possible that a person who's got wrong beliefs, he goes forward. And many people who are like with us in every way, but lot new different ideas are in people's minds. Maybe that person has got some wrong belief also. When we were in Turkey with Hazrat, so we told Hazrat we are going for namaz to the masjid. They said, you people feel you want to go, you will go. But yeah, many people there, we see clearly their trousers are well below their ankles, and we don't know what their beliefs are also. No beard also they keep. This is what we can see on the outside. No Islamic dress generally. So what is inside, we don't know. And namaz, like for example, many places, we keep an imam, we pay him today 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 rand for imamat. But will we keep even 500 rand amanat by him? That 500 rand is more valuable to us than that namaz. We won't keep a 500, we pay him 1,500, 2,000, whatever amount we might be paying. But to give him and keep that, we're giving you the key of our safe. If we got value for namaz, we will be careful behind who we make namaz also. Riyakari khud ba khud koi chipakne wali cheez nahi. There is a very important point Hazrat has made here, that riya is not a thing that comes and sticks on you. It doesn't come by itself and gets into you. Irada se hoti hai. When you make that intention that people must praise me, that people must look up to me, people must be talking about me, when you make that intention, then it becomes a riya. Riya doesn't just come, grows on its own. It comes when you make the intention. Har amal se pehle riza ilahi ki niyat kar le kaafi hai. Whenever you do any amal, just make the niyat, I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah. That is sufficient. This is a very, very good prescription for air. Namaz we're making, tilawat, anything we want to make. We are making majlis, make your niyat, I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah. That's sufficient. Phir dil mein khiyal aaye, to wo waswasa hai, riya nahi. After that, if the thought comes that people are enjoying, people are praising, people are going to talk about it, that's all waswasa, whisperings. Don't worry about it. That's not riya. Your niyat wasn't to make your niyat. You make your niyat for Allah's pleasure. I'm making my namaz, I'm making this bayan, I'm performing this namaz for Allah's pleasure. That is enough. At the end, make istighfar also for safety's sake. And any waswasa comes that you are doing it for show, ignore that. That is shaitan trying that you must not do amal. Allah give us tawfiq to work on our ikhlas also and to get the reality of ikhlas, inshallah. In Kashkol Marifat, further, Hazrat writes, it's still with regard to ilm, ilm-e-deen, the knowledge of deen. حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ اے لوگو, اس آیت سے خوب سمجھ لو کہ یہ آیت تم کو علم کے لیے ترغیب دینے والی ہے. حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود said to the people رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ that oh people understand this very well, that this آیت یہ is encouraging you that you must acquire knowledge of deen. کیونکہ اللہ تعالی ارشاد فرماتے ہیں, because اللہ تعالی says اللہ تعالی مؤمن عالم کو مؤمن غیر عالم پر درجات کثیرہ سے فضیلت عطا فرمائیں گے, that اللہ تعالی will give a مؤمن, یعنی اللہ تعالی مؤمن عالم کو اللہ will give a مؤمن who is an عالم, he's a مؤمن and he's an عالم also, give him much more higher stages to that person who is only a مؤمن, he's not an عالم, he's an ordinary Muslim, he's got ایمان اسلام, but the عالم will get more higher stages. قیس ابن کثیر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ سے روایت ہے کہ ایک شخص مدینہ سے شام حضرت ابو الدرداء رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے پاس دمشق حاضر ہوا. حضرت قیس ابن کثیر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ says, narrates that one person went from مدینہ شریف all the way to Syria, Damascus, to حضرت ابو الدرداء رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. فرمایا, کیسے آئے ہو؟ He asked him, what made you come? What's your purpose of coming? عرض کیا کہ ایک حدیث جو آپ روایت کرتے ہیں آپ سے براہ راست سننے آیا ہوں. One حدیث which you narrate, I want to hear it directly from you, personally from you, that there is nobody between me and you, I hear it directly from you. فرمایا, کیا تم کو کوئی اور حاجت مثل تجارت وغیرہ نہیں؟ Yes, you haven't got any other need, some business you want to do, anything else, meet somebody else or anything? Kahan, he say, nothing, I just came for this one hadith. Sirf talab-e hadith ke liye aaya hu, to gain the knowledge of this hadith. And he had the knowledge, but that he makes his sanad strong, he listens to it directly from the sahabi. So that's all for what I have come. And what a journey. Today if we fly also, it's not there all that easy. In those days, what there weren't roads like this or anything, and in that heat and the desert and with the camels, just to go and verify one hadith and listen to it directly to gain this knowledge. فرمایا, میں نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے سنا ہے, then they were ready to teach also. He said, I heard from رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم saying, کہ جو شخص علم کے لیے سفر کرے, a person who travels to acquire knowledge, all of us, whenever we come, make that niyat also when we leave home, that I'm going to acquire knowledge of deen also. And there's all knowledge of deen, that I'm going to acquire that also. Allah Ta'ala اس کے لئے جنت کا راستہ آسان فرما دیتے ہیں. Allah makes the road of jannat easy for that person. And now Allah will make you to practice on deen. Allah will make it easy. And this is also, with this, everything else, that when we get tawfiq from Allah, when we are accepted from Allah, Allah makes everything easy for us. And our mizaj and nature has become of deen, of halal, of jais. Otherwise, if that nature of deen is haram, najais, then what happens? You'll find this commonly happening. A boy and girl having an affair for how many years? And they're enjoying it. They're very happy with one another. They're enjoying because it's haram. As soon as they get married, quarrels start, fights start. Their talaq falls to them. Why? Because halal is not in their nature. When they will eat haram food, doubtful, they will enjoy it. You bring halal food, it's not in their nature. They don't enjoy it. When they are in a haram place, anywhere, some entertainment, they are enjoying it. They come in a nice halal environment, come in the masjid, go to an ijtima, jalsa, whatever, khanqa, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, they don't get that enjoyment. So this is a very important thing that we have to make dua to Allah, that our mizaj, our nature becomes that when we are like in the masjid, we are like a fish in the water. And when we are like in our business, or we are where we have to go, we are like a bird in a cage. When can I fly out? But unfortunately, our nature is quite a bit different. When we're in the masjid, we are like a bird in a cage. When can I go away from here? And when we are in other things, then we are like a fish in the water. And especially if we are enjoying haram and halal and jais and what Allah has commanded, those things don't appeal to us. We feel awkward there. We feel we're not in the right place. what a square peg in a round hole. We are not in the right place. Then we must we have to make worry of our heart's condition very much. اور فرشتے طالب علم کی خوشنودی کے لیے اپنے پر بچھا دیتے ہیں. And فرشتہ become so happy with the seek of knowledge that they spread their wings for that student of علم. And we all can fit in there when we come to the majlis also. And if, for example, we go to the masjid for Isha and there's going to be ta'aleem, and we make niyat of sitting from home, I'm going to sit in the gathering of ta'aleem. We are sitting in a gathering to acquire knowledge. If there is tafsir carrying on, make that niyat from home. You are student of deen. Every step of yours is in the path of Allah Ta'ala. اور عالم کے لیے آسمانوں اور زمینوں کی تمام مخلوق دعائیں مغفرت کرتی ہے. And for an عالم, all the creation of Allah in the heavens and the earth make dua of forgiveness for him. حتیٰ کہ پانی کی مچھلیاں بھی, the fish in the water, عالم کی فضیلت عابد پر ایسی ہے. And the virtue of an عالم over an عابد is so much جیسے قمر کی تمام ستاروں پر. Like the moon has got superiority over all the stars, and عالم has virtue over all others like that. علماء انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے وارث ہیں. They are the inheritors of the انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. اور انبیاء کی وراثت دینار اور درہم نہیں ہوتی. And their inheritance is not money, coins, currency. This is also something to think. The greatest inheritance of the world is of the انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. And their inheritance is knowledge. صرف علم دین کے وارث ہوتی ہے. You only get here the knowledge of deen. پس جس نے پا لیا علم دین کو بری دولت سے ہم کنار ہوا. So a person who acquires knowledge, he has acquired a very, very great share. The greatest share which the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam left behind as a legacy, he has received from there. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. And to make that niyat, that we remember and we make the niyat. And most of the satis come in groups, in cars, remind one another, make the muzakara that next week we must all remember, make that niyat fresh. On that every step we take in, every milliliter of fuel we are burning, the tires are being used, where all that will be counted in the path of Allah Ta'ala, just by that niyat. So, and we will be acquiring knowledge, and more than that, make niyat, not only knowledge, but to make amal on it, and then more than that, to propagate it also, to tell others also about it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Further in Ma'arif-e-Mastawi, where Allah Hazrat speaks of a very great and high level of the love of Allah Ta'ala, may Allah bless us. We don't only ask for an iota, that also is good, but we ask for everything from Allah. Allah is so kind and gives so much that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when you ask Allah Jannat, ask for Jannatul Firdaus. If we look at ourselves, where are we fit for even Jannat? But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Allah's generosity and kindness, so we should ask for the highest by Allah Ta'ala. Ahlullah apne ko zahiri taur par shikasta hal rakhte hai. Through Allah wala, outwardly they keep themselves like they are nothing. Their clothing, etc. Especially the Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were never concerned about how they dressed and all that. In ko isi hal mein lutf aata hai. They just enjoy just being just with a shawl, just with a little blanket, that is all, and they are very happy in that condition. Uski wajah ye hai ki ye hazrat apne batin mein ek pur shaukat baagh qurb ka mushahada karte hain. The reason for this is these people within themselves, in their heart, they are witnessing and seeing this beautiful garden of the love of Allah and the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Unki batini shada bhi unko zahir aray se mustaghni rakhti hai. That inside what is so well cultured, nurtured, which is so rich, it makes them, they don't worry of the outside how they are. Diwar-e Gulistan ko zahir naqsh o nigar ki kya hajat hai? A beautiful garden, what is in need, is it in need of a beautiful wall with all with the beautiful painting on that wall? When the garden is so beautiful, the garden will wish there must be no wall. People must see me, I'm so beautiful. Why should there be even a wall and you want to do all paintings on that wall? میں اگرچہ بظاہر مفلس و دیوانہ معلوم ہوتا ہوں. ون پوم آف حضرت رومی رحمتہ اللہ علیہ, آؤٹ ورڈلی آئی مائٹ بی سیمنگ لائک اے پاپر پرسن وتھ نو منی, بیگر ایٹسیٹرا, مفلس گاٹ نو منی اینڈ لائک اے میڈ پرسن, لیکن حقیقت میں نہ مفلس ہوں نہ دیوانہ, بٹ ان ریالٹی آئی ایم ناٹ اے پاپر, آئی ایم ناٹ اے بیگر, آئی ایم ناٹ اے میڈ پرسن, بلکہ اس ساقی ازل یعنی اللہ تعالی کی شراب محبت سے مست ہوں. بٹ ایکچولی آئی ڈرنک مائی سیلف ڈرنک فرام دا وائن آف دا آف دیٹ ساقی ازل دیٹ گیور آف وائن, دا لو آف اللہ, ہی ہیز گیون می سو مچ آف ہز لو اینڈ آئی ایم سیئنگ ہم آل دا ٹائم. So I'm lost in this world and people regard me as a nothing, but all the time. This is very, very high level. May Allah bless us, even if it's one outer, and we also ask that Allah bless us fully with it. حتی اعلی کی محبت اور یاد میں وہ مٹھاس اور شیرینی اور کیف اور مستی ہے. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, I've got that remembrance of Allah, that sweetness and that quality and that intoxicant. I'm so intoxed with that. جس کو حق تعالی اپنی محبت کا مزہ چھکاوے اور اپنے ذکر کے حلاوت نصیب فرمائے. Whom Allah gives a taste of the love of Allah Ta'ala and gives him a taste of the sweetness of Allah's zikr. Just taking the name, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, I saw my buzurgs that when other people were making zikr, water came in their mouth. The way they enjoyed the name of Allah when they took it in themselves. May Allah bless us also with such enjoyment of the name of Allah Ta'ala. اس سے پوچھو کہ ایک بار اللہ کہنا کائنات کی تمام نعمتوں سے بڑھ کر لذیذ ہے یا نہیں. Ask that person that one time to take the name of Allah, isn't it more sweeter than all the enjoyments of the world? But this is that person who got that. May Allah bless us with that reality and give us that sweetness, inshallah. Just finish this one poem, yeah. سر کے کتنے کا مزہ یحییٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سے پوچھو. When the people had killed یحییٰ علیہ السلام and he gave his life, ask him the enjoyment of his head being cut off. We will look at it at what a terrible thing it is. لطف تن چیرنے کا زکریہ سے پوچھو. And that a body was cut into two pieces, ask the enjoyment of that. To Zakariya alayhi salam, sar ko rakh dene ka niche teekh ke, and to keep your head under the knife, lutf uska pooch Ismail se, ask the enjoyment of that, when of Ismail alayhi salam, when he said, oh my father, hurry up, put your full strength, why aren't you cutting my throat, cut it, why isn't your knife cutting, hurry up and cut it. What enjoyment they were getting. And many other people, those people of the trench where the king of the time had dug a trench and wanted to burn the people, and he was doing it. And one woman who did not believe him as Allah, that Allah is only Allah, he snatched the baby from her hands and threw her into the fire. The baby screamed out from the fire, oh my mother, come here quickly. Yeah, it's great enjoyment. What looks as a fire is a beautiful garden. So if a person gets that love of Allah Ta'ala, then those people know about it. May Allah bless us with it also and His kindness, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.